Hi, my name is Blythe Ahlberg, and I would like to welcome you to the Cut the Fat podcast. Visit us at www.cutthefatpodcast.com. If you're new to us, we suggest that you listen to the first 3 to 5 podcasts for the basic toolbox on fat loss.
Hey guys, it's Dr. Ray Heinisch, and I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Cut the Fat podcast. In today's episode, we're going to take you back to my weekly radio program where Blythe and I are going to discuss what I call the 6 R's of preparing your life for weight loss success. You see, most of us, when we're starting a weight loss program, we start with the action stage. We start with, you know, impacting diet, exercise, lifestyle. But there's a whole nother stage that's even much more important whenever we're beginning a weight loss program. And even if you're in the middle of a weight loss program, it may be good to revisit the 6 R's of preparing your life for weight loss success. Remember, all you're looking for here is just one simple nugget that you can take with you, implement into your life, and make yourself just a little bit more efficient at achieving your weight loss goals, or any goals for that matter. So hopefully you'll find this discussion interesting, intriguing, and just a little bit new. So you guys enjoy. Don't forget to check us out at www.cutthefatpodcast.com. Remember to rate us on iTunes and check us out on Facebook by searching Cut the Fat Podcast, all one word, and we'll pop right up. You guys enjoy. All right. Good morning, everybody. My name is Dr. Ray Heinisch. I am your humble host for the Your Prescription for Health radio program. Today, I'm joined in the studio with beautiful and young Blythe Ahlberg.
Thanks for the young tag. I appreciate that.
Oh yeah, definitely young. We're, you know, we're both what, 35 years old?
We are. Mm-hmm.
And that's the new 25. And you know, I always tell people when they come in the office, you know, they say, "Well, I'm 89 years old." I say, "Ah, that's the new 49 year old, right?"
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, you're only as young as you feel. Or as old as you feel. How's that?
This is true. This is very true. Well, welcome to Your Prescription for Health. This show is all about you guys. It's about how to develop health, vitality, energy in your life. Do it in as natural a way as possible, hopefully without prescription medications. Not because I'm against prescription medications. Being a pharmacist myself, I know that there is a place for them. But generally speaking, I'd say if we're dealing with chronic issues, chronic health problems, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, all these things have one thing in common. They are very much an artifact of a poor and unhealthy lifestyle.
I think it's so easy to revert to a solution rather than, you know, as medication being the solution, mm-hmm. rather than going back and kind of looking at what may have got you to that point. You know what I mean? The unhealthy lifestyle. I mean, I think most people would agree that starting at a young age, we all abuse our bodies. And being the age of 35, and this is just throwing that out there, you know, you reach middle age and you start to reap the, not the rewards, but reap, you know, what you've sown in
yes.
the years prior to. So I think that continues throughout your life. And eventually, if you don't pay attention, it leads to health problems.
Yes, yes, it absolutely does. And so we're here today to help you guys kind of hit the reset button in your lifestyle and hopefully teach you a blueprint for making change in your life that will ultimately promote health and vitality. Now, it doesn't matter where you're starting from. Some of you guys who are listening are starting from a place where your health is in bad shape. And others of you feel just fine, and you just want to maintain that. You want to stay healthy. You want to stay vibrant. And so it doesn't matter where you're coming from, this blueprint that we're about to give you today, I think, will help you get into a place to either maintain what you've got, improve what you've got, or if your body is in horrible shape right now, mm-hmm. to reverse some of that damage and get you moving in the right direction.
Right, and it's never too late to hit that reset button. I don't care if you're 25 listening to this show. You can always go back, look at what you've done in your past, and reset the button and set yourself up for a healthier future.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. And that is part of our mission here at Your Prescription for Health. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, in the second hour, I got to admit, I'm a little bit starstruck here because, you know, us nutrition nerds.
I can see the stars in your eyes from here.
our us nutrition nerds, we don't necessarily get starstruck by, you know, celebrities such as
Jennifer Aniston.
No. We get starstruck by authors of books related to nutrition and health and wellness, hosts and speakers on such topics, right?
And they're cool ideas. You know, everybody's got, like, a pathway to kind of the same destination. But I love hearing about other people's adventures, their experiences, and authors of great books that have great ideas and tips and things that you and I always like to implement in our lives.
Right. And one such author, which we are excited to say is going to be on with us in the second hour, is author of the book, The Primal Blueprint, How to Reprogram Your Genes for Effortless Weight Loss, Vibrant Health, and Boundless Energy. And his name is Mark Sisson. And, man, you guys are really in for a treat. It's a fantastic book, fantastic information, and we hope to bring tons of value to your life just from this two-hour show.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Right.
And if you guys out there know anything about Mark Sisson, you know that he and his wife, Carrie, are absolutely in fantastic shape, at least the photos that I've seen of him, absolutely fantastic. I mean, if your goal is looking great and feeling great, he's got some cool ideas.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that in the second hour. But in the first hour, we're going to give you guys a blueprint for making change in your lifestyle, because we know it's not easy. It's probably one of the hardest things in the world to do, is to take a place where you're at right now, which may not be as optimal as it pertains to health, and begin to make that shift towards a healthier lifestyle. It's very difficult, isn't it?
Right, and it's a never-ending process. You know, you can always make changes to be a healthier you.
Yes. Now, most people, what they do when they're looking to start a new program as far as weight loss, and, you know, we're going to focus a lot on weight loss today, but I want to point out, and we talked about this in previous shows, that whenever we're talking about a weight loss program, we're not just focusing on losing fat, are we?
No.
There are three components that we want in any program that we would kind of endorse. Number one, it does improve body composition. It does decrease body fat and hopefully increase muscle mass.
Yes.
Number two, it promotes health and wellness, which means we want your cardiovascular system to work properly. We want to decrease your risk of various diseases such as diabetes, cancer, and autoimmune problems, mm-hmm. and all kinds of health diseases or health conditions.
Sure.
And then third, and this is a key component, is we want to be able to increase energy and performance in your life.
And I think everybody wants more energy. You know, we live such busy lives, and all of this is kind of rolled up into one. So mm-hmm. you've got to find the perfect starting point, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yes, it is. And unfortunately, I think people make one big, big mistake whenever they're making a lifestyle change. All right, and that mistake is they focus first on what I call the cycle of health and weight loss. Now, the cycle of health and weight loss goes like this. We have your diet and exercise, mm-hmm. activity, and then what I call feedback. And we'll get into that here in a moment. But what happens is they focus on the exercise or they focus on the diet because why? Well, that's what their doctor recommended, right?
Right. I think most people start with the exercise, which is like at the end of the cycle, for me, that's something that you can implement, but I don't think that's where your program should begin.
Right. I think people do that because, you know, it's easier to go for a jog than it is to push away the donuts, right?
Much easier. And I think that's where, you know, nothing against what physicians are telling you, but if you go for your yearly checkup and they say, hey, listen, your cholesterol is getting a little bit up there, or, you know, your blood pressure is a little bit high, maybe you should start walking 3 times a week for 30 minutes on a treadmill. That is the suggestion. That's like the common denominator of all, you know, health problems is, are you getting enough exercise?
Yes. And look at food as an opportunity to provide your body with nutrients and building blocks. And it should achieve basically two main goals when you're restocking your kitchen. After you've done the removal, you go and you restock it with foods that do two things. Number one, they satisfy you. You enjoy them. Number two, they move you closer to your health and wellness goals. So let's give people a few tips about what would comprise a healthy choice.
Comparing?
Let's say we're walking them through the supermarket.
Okay.
What kinds of foods would we look to get people?
Well, fruits and vegetables, number one. I think everybody knows that those are healthy choices. Anything that comes in Mother Nature's package, like a grapefruit, comes in Mother Nature's package. It's inside a peel.
Grapefruit
juice does not. So one thing I have learned over the years is being a mom and grocery shopping all the time, is you work the perimeter of the store. Everything on the outside of the store, for the most part, is usually on the healthier side. So try to stay away from all of the boxed items, all of the refined carbohydrates that are sold in the middle of the store. However, you do have to venture into the cereal aisle to pick up oatmeal, which is a staple in my diet.
Okay.
But I like to pick up healthy proteins, fish, you know, beef. I like chicken, turkey, all those healthy proteins. We always get eggs. And, you know, fruits and vegetables. I try to start with those, fill my cart with those, and then I'll go through and get the few little snacks or the ingredients that I'll add to some of the recipes. I do have a couple of recipes that I really, really like that also make healthy, easy-to-go foods.
Great. And we'll get to some of those.
Yeah.
And, okay, so we've handled remove, we've handled restock, and I do want to just reiterate that rule, the golden rule, which is eat the food that in the package that nature provides. You don't see necessarily a glass of orange juice growing on a tree. You see oranges growing on a tree. And in that glass of orange juice, there's the sugar equivalent typically of between 4 and 6 oranges.
Well, they always say, you know, this is 6 servings of fruit in 1 8-ounce glass. If you can't sit down and eat 6 servings of anything, you probably shouldn't be drinking it.
That's right. That's right. And so just if you follow that one rule, and I know that Mark Sisson, when we talked to him, the author of the book, The Primal Blueprint, he'll get into more of those foods that are natural to us as human animals.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll talk more about that in the second hour. But okay, so we've done remove, we've done restock. The next one is remodel, and we'll touch on that just as soon as we get back from the break.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
As the Arizona immigration law controversy heats up, you'll be there for all the action. Join Tom Maher for the Order on the Border live broadcast from Phoenix, August the 2nd through the 5th. Tom will visit the border and interview the key people like Sheriff Joe Arpaio, J.D. Hayworth, and State Senator Russell Pierce on this controversial issue. Order on the Border is sponsored by the Institute on the Constitution, Trusted Home Buyers, and AES Builder and Home Improvements, and heard exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I want to tell you about Charles Parrish and his company, Auction Brokers. Every day, people call Charles with real estate they want to sell, and every day, Charles is able to help. Today may be the day Charles Parrish can help you. If you have real estate you want to sell, city or county, commercial or residential, raw land or non-conforming, virtually any kind of real estate at all, Charles Parrish wants to buy it. And when he does, Charles Parrish will pay you cash. You pay no commission or settlement fees. Let today be the day Charles Parrish helps you. He's been buying and selling real estate for more than 40 years, and no one has a better reputation for honesty and fair prices. Charles is licensed, bonded, and insured. Log on to charlesparrish.com. That's spelled P-A-R-R-I-S-H, 2 R's. Or call Charles Parrish at 1-866-474-7000. Get rid of the real estate you don't want and get the cash you need. Call Charles Parrish today.
Looking for a great Sunday brunch? Visit Fountainside in the Hilton Pikesville. Omelets made to order. A variety of meats, cheeses, fruits, and fresh seafood, including peel-and-eat shrimp and crab legs. Don't forget the carving station. The huge buffet is sure to have something for even the most picky eaters. Poultry, meat, fish, spring vegetables, salads, and pasta. The Fountainside Sunday Champagne Brunch at the Hilton Pikesville. 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Royston Road at Beltway Exit 20. For reservations, call 410-415-6233.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
It's 90,000 pages of classified material, they say, chronicling the truth about the war in Afghanistan with all sorts of allegations in here. And I'm reading this. There's not a single word about the Anointed One. Not one. And I'm thinking, all right, very suspicious to me. Which means that they probably cherry-picked them and cherry-posted them based on whatever their political agenda is.
The Sean Hannity Show on WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now
Now more of your prescription for health on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to your prescription for health. All right, guys, let me give you some phone numbers in the office during the week. We're open from 9 to 6 Monday through Friday. Actually, I think it's 8:30 to 6 Monday through Friday, and 10 to 4 on Saturdays. And if you want to get a hold of us during the week, you can call 410-356-2169. Also, toll free, 888-794-4325. And please be sure to visit us on the web at www.illnessisoptional.com. It's www.illnessisoptional.com. If you'd like to talk to us today here on the show, you can call in 410-922-6680. That's or toll free 1-800-922-6680, and we'll see about getting you on to take your call. All right, so we were talking about the preparatory stage of making lifestyle change, right?
Yes.
We haven't even hit the cycle. Yeah, the cycle of making the actual lifestyle choices throughout the day, right?
This is still the preparation phase.
Yes, and it's vital, very, very important, because most people skip this component of it.
Yeah, I think this is where you actually make the lifestyle change happen, you know,
yes,
before implementing it. You implement it at the cycle, but you've really got to prepare yourself. Otherwise, like I said before, you're going to set yourself up for failure.
Yes. So let's continue on. We were talking about remodel. So we went through remove. You remove all the junk out of your life. We restock with the good stuff. Mm-hmm. And now we got to remodel our life. Now, what do we mean by that? What we mean by that is you have to make it easy for these types of lifestyle changes to be made.
Okay.
Right? It's the reason we're in the place that we are, you know, especially if we're dealing with somebody who has a lot of health problems. The reason you're kind of in that state is because you have systems in your life that promote that state of being.
Or keep it in place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's habits, you know, it's actions that you take throughout the day. It's kind of reminders or things that kind of cause you to make specific actions.
Right. I think telling somebody to remodel their life sounds a little scary. You know, most people fall into a groove and kind of just stay there and ride easy. But I think most people are also up for a challenge. So if you mentally prepare yourself for remodeling your life, it could be kind of fun.
If you make it fun,
sure.
It should be fun. It should be, you know, we all need certainty in our life. We all need to feel like we've got stability.
Yes.
But that's not what makes for a juice-filled life, you know, a very juicy life, is it?
No. And juicy is part of, I think everybody would agree that you've got to have fun. So implementing something that is fun in your life and remodeling it and committing yourself to something that's going to be exciting. It's going to be juicy.
Yes, and variety makes that happen. So, you know, when you're remodeling, you're really changing things up. And that does bring some excitement to your life. It does bring a little bit of discomfort. But if you're okay with that, if you can be okay with that discomfort, you can make positive change that lasts. And so when we say remodel, there are a few things that I usually recommend people do. Number one is, you know, if you don't have any equipment or any kind of DVDs or exercise, you know, things that you can use to exercise or add exercise into your lifestyle, you might want to think about getting some. They don't have to be expensive. They don't have to be big. It could just be some hand weights. Could be, you know, if you have the ability, you could a pull-up bar. You can get some exercise DVDs, but stuff that make it easy to implement exercise into your lifestyle.
Right.
Do you need a gym membership? No, you don't need a gym membership.
If you've never been to the track, go to the track. Try walking up a set of bleachers. See mm-hmm. how that works for you. And there are so many things available out there. It's almost overwhelming.
Find a local lake or a park that you can go for a walk around. You know, take up a sport. You know, just do things. Make it easy for you to burn energy and make it easy for you to eat the right kinds of foods. Mm-hmm. So one thing that you and I recommend for people is that they make when they cook foods, you cook foods for 3 or 4 days, not for one meal.
Right. And that's a lot more realistic, I think, implementing into your life if you make it for a few days rather than one meal at a time.
This is one of the most powerful ways for you to remodel your life is, for instance, you have this really great recipe for making high-protein pancakes, right?
And it's super easy, three ingredients, and I make batches at a time. I make them for the whole family for the whole week. So I spend an hour on Sundays, you know, making a whole batch of pancakes to last us all the entire week. We are all guaranteed a very healthy meal for breakfast every morning that week.
Give us the recipe.
One whole egg, half cup of no salt added cottage cheese, and half cup of oats.
And you just blend it together. You may add a little bit of water to thin it out if it's too thick.
Add some cinnamon for flavor if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And pour it out just like pancake batter. Actually, you can find the video on our Cut the Fat podcast website, www.cutthefatpodcast.com. Also on YouTube.
Yeah, we just did a video podcast of Blythe actually making these pancakes. And let me tell you, they're fantastic. They really are. And
we don't have you doing the taste test on the video.
No, because I was... I was the one behind the camera.
You were behind the camera. But they were fantastic, weren't they?
Yes, they
They're
were.
Great.
I did eat them after the video was turned off. And just go to www.cutthefatpodcast.com and check it out on there. Like you said, it's on YouTube as well. It's free. You just watch the video. It's really a great recipe. But what you do is you cook them up and you make enough for at least 3 or 4 days at a time. You put them in the refrigerator, you freeze them, what do you do?
I put them in the refrigerator. You can either stick them in, you can make them in the form of waffles or pancakes, depending on what texture you prefer. You can stick them in the freezer, you can stick them in the refrigerator. I just refrigerate them for the week.
Or
microwave them, stick them in the toaster, however you like to heat them up.
Other ways you can make this rule, you can cook up chicken for 3 or 4 days.
Sure, yeah. You can even like put 5 or 6 chicken breasts in a crock pot. How easy is that? They're done by the time you get home. You don't even have to like prepare them.
But start thinking in this way. One thing that I do is I will get, for me, I'm trying to limit the amount of pasta that I get. So I'll make up a meat sauce using organic or free-range beef, very lean beef, which I'll typically get from like Trader Joe's or places like that. And I'll make I'll get a couple different pre-made organic tomato sauces. Put them into a pot, cook it up with the meat, cook it up with some extra spices, and I'll just put a third of a cup of pasta into these Tupperware containers with, a cup of this meat sauce, and I have a high protein, lower fat, high quality food that I can freeze, and I just freeze it, put it in the microwave, or cook it up on the stove. I'll make enough for 3, 4, 5, 6 days, depending upon the amount of material that I have, and it's just so easy to reach in the freezer and pop that in the microwave or put it on the stove and cook it up.
Right. So be gone with the I don't have time to cook a meal excuse, right?
You know, one thing that we recommend to people is, you know, we hear people say that, I've got to exercise an hour a day, right?
Sure.
You're going to make an hour?
Available.
Yeah.
To exercise. Uh-huh.
What we recommend people do is drop one of those hours of exercise and use that hour to cook up food for the week.
There you go. There's your time.
Yes, you gain much more value from that 1 hour of cooking than you will from the hour of exercise. Am I right?
That's right. So as far as remodeling your life, make small changes that are going to be easy to implement. Something as small as what you just suggested, taking an hour of exercise and making that a cooking hour instead.
Yes.
Your portions are already sized. It works.
Yes, very good.
Totally prepared.
Well, we've got Larry online. We've got room for you, 410-922-6680. We've done remove, we've done restock, we've done remodel. Next one is release. So let's talk to Larry. Larry, you there?
Hey, how you doing, Ray?
Very well.
Ray, I want to ask you, what are phytonutrients and how important are they to your health?
Very good question. Phytonutrients are basically... typically when we're talking about phytochemicals or phytonutrients, we're talking about the compounds that are naturally found in fruits and vegetables that give those fruits and vegetable color. So the more colorful the fruits and vegetables, this is really a good way to pick your whole foods, your fruits and vegetables. Pick them by how much color they have in them and a variety of colors as well, because then you'll get lots of these phytonutrients and you'll get a variety of the various compounds in these plants that convey health benefits. Now, how important are they? Well, they do things like protect against cardiovascular disease. Last week we talked about the pomegranate and how the phytonutrients found in pomegranate actually help to prevent and possibly even reverse heart disease. You know, the phytochemicals that are found in blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, strawberries. There's phytochemicals found in tomatoes that convey the red color to tomatoes that help protect against prostate cancer, also prevent cardiovascular disease. Man, phytonutrients are probably one of the most important compounds found in fruits and vegetables. We have a tendency to focus on the vitamins and the minerals in food, and we have a tendency to ignore the phytonutrients. They're hugely important, and if not vital. And that's one of the reasons why we really push tons of fruits and vegetables in the diet, Larry.
Well, at least I've got an idea more specific than what I was thinking. I knew they were related to health and nutrition, but I didn't know exactly how they were related to it. But that's been very helpful to me, Ray.
Thank you very much for the call, Larry.
Thank you, Ray.
Uh-huh. That was a very good question.
It was, and I always recommend to my clients, anybody who's looking to find types of, you know, people are always asking, what's the healthiest food? There is no one healthiest vegetable. Pick a rainbow of fruits and vegetables, and you're sure to implement all those great phytonutrients.
Now, people always ask the question, well, what about salad dressings? Aren't they high in fat? Aren't they high in calories? What's your take on that?
You know, I think anything that comes from a healthy oil, if you're going to make your own salad dressing, mm-hmm. okay, this is what I'm talking about. You could buy something prepackaged, no fat. Always read the label. If you can't pronounce half of the ingredients, it's probably not a very healthy choice. I prefer to make something with my own seasonings. I use some olive oil, maybe a little bit of vinegar. If you can find a raspberry-flavored vinegar, if you like, you know, something flavorful like that. Read the ingredients. I think anything you find at Trader Joe's, almost anything you find at Trader Joe's. I'm not gonna put everything out there.
Right.
But you can find something that's natural, healthy, and, okay, maybe high in fat, but they're healthy fats.
Yeah, there are things like olive oil or avocados, things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give you guys a key tip when it comes to salad dressings. Don't skimp on the vinegar. Because vinegar can either taste very good mm-hmm. or it can taste very bad. And if you get a really good quality vinegar, it's going to cost you more money, sometimes mm-hmm. twice as much. You know, in our cafe, the Flying Avocado Cafe, we make all of our dressings there. You know, there was a time when we were using less expensive vinegar. You know, our focus, you know, the focus was on controlling food costs. Mm-hmm. But then when I tasted the balsamic vinegar that was high quality, it was night and day. I mean, mm-hmm. it's sweet. I mean, I could literally just take that stuff off the spoon. It was right. so sweet and flavorful. And then the other one, you had to, man, if you had even inhaled it, it was so acidic that, you know, it could cause damage to the mucosal membranes of your sinuses. Yes. So don't skimp on the dressings and on the vinegars that you use.
Yeah, make sure you get something that you're actually going to eat. And if you enjoy it, you're going to continue it, and it's going to come back and make it easier for you to implement that into your lifestyle. You know,
sure.
Find things that you really like, and that's one for you.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, we have Lisa. We've got Susan online, and we do have to take a break. We're going to get into these last three components of the preparatory model for building a lifestyle that promotes health. But you guys hang in there. We'll be right back after the break.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's summertime fun at Montgomery Plaza Liquors. Come in and celebrate seasonal summer beer at Montgomery Plaza Liquors. You can choose from Mike's, Smirnoff, Twisted Teas, and a whole lot more. Montgomery Plaza Liquors offers a great selection of beverage and alcohol to suit every need. And don't forget to check out Montgomery Plaza Liquors tastings on Tuesday and Friday to sample some of the new and visit some of the old. Plus, with Montgomery Plaza Liquors everyday low prices, you'll receive an additional 15% off wine every Tuesday, except on sale items. Whether it's beer for the game, wine for dinner, or liquor for a gift, Montgomery Plaza Liquors can satisfy all your needs. Montgomery Plaza Liquors is conveniently located at the corner of Rolling Road and Route 40 West, next to the Giant in Catonsville. Don't forget to see all their specials at mplickers.com. That's mplickers.com. Montgomery Plaza Liquors. Let their low prices keep you in good spirits.
Baltimore Fitness and Tennis. The name only scratches the surface. As far as fitness goes, they have a facility that you have to see to believe. Plus group fitness classes, including Zumba, yoga, and Pilates. And personal trainers to help you reach your goals. Now let's talk tennis. 6 indoor courts, group and private instruction for all levels, and the best indoor camp in town. Baltimore Fitness and Tennis, right next to the Hilton Pikesville on Reisterstown Road. Call 410-653-0166 or go to fitnessandtennis.com.
Nate, technician for Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer had a tiny chip in his windshield. Yesterday, he got in his hot car, cranked up the AC, and crack. It's Fred. If only you'd called SafeLite sooner. When it chips small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour. With our state-of-the-art resin, a SafeLite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Let SafeLite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLite repair, SafeLite replace.
Listen all day at work for the most powerful names in talk.
Start with Baltimore's Town Hall, Tom Maher at 9.
Followed by El Rushfo at noon.
And drive home with Sean Hannity from 3 to 6.
For breaking news and stimulating talk.
It's Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now more of your prescription for health on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, welcome back to Your Prescription for Health. We've got a few people online. One of the callers didn't want to come on, but they wanted us to repeat the recipe and the website. So if you could do that for me, Blythe, that'd be great.
Sure. The website is www.cutthefatpodcast.com. All one word, no spaces. We also have a Facebook page, actually, Cut the Fat Podcast, if you are a member on Facebook. The ingredients for the high-protein pancakes, one whole egg. If you're someone who doesn't like to eat whole eggs, you can do two egg whites if you prefer.
Just eat the egg.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the egg.
There's nothing wrong with the egg.
And get a free-range chicken egg for even better.
They taste better. They look better.
And they're much more healthy.
And they're so much healthier for you. So one whole egg. Half cup of no salt added cottage cheese. Lucerne makes one. Friendship makes one. And a half cup of rolled oats.
And you
put it in a blender.
Blend it together. Add a little bit of water if you need to thin it out a bit. And just put it on the griddle and cook it up.
Yep. You can add some cinnamon if you like for flavor.
What do you use to kind of grease the pan?
I use coconut oil.
Extra virgin coconut oil.
Extra virgin coconut oil. And that's the best. I don't know if you want to get into that now because I don't want to run out of time today.
No. Yeah, we're running short.
But it's the best oil to cook with. So coconut oil, and it makes them taste good.
All right.
Let's move to the next re. The next re is release. And I think that this kind of ties in with what we just talked about in the weight loss group. Going to release some of those previous ideas you had about weight loss.
Yes. We all come into the picture with beliefs, right? Mm-hmm. And your beliefs will basically dictate, you know, the physical world that you live in.
Absolutely.
And so what we want people to do is to kind of list out all the things that you believe about weight loss. What does it mean? What does it mean to you to lose weight? Why do you want to lose weight? What do you think needs to happen in order for the fat to come off or for you to be healthy? A lot of those are misguided.
Right. Or how much weight do you think you can lose? I mean, a lot of people think that it's absolutely impossible for them to get back to whatever their college weight was. You know, I don't think that's impossible for anybody.
Yeah.
At all. So get that thought right out of your head. Release that thought. And,
yes.
And we'll have to restock with new ones.
In addition, you know, beliefs like, I can lose 4 pounds a week every week. It doesn't work out that way, guys. If you're losing fat, you're not losing 4 pounds of fat a week, are you?
That's a lot of fat. It's a truckload of fat.
Yeah, a lot of that's going to be water weight. Mm-hmm. Some of that's going to be, you know, muscle. So what we want to do is we want to basically release the beliefs, and we want to release the people in your life as well that bring stress,
yes,
that also promote unhealthy lifestyles.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to release them as friends or as family. Obviously, you have family members. If your husband's not very healthy has no intention on changing, but you want to live a healthy life,
mm-hmm,
you don't release them necessarily, or sometimes you do. But if that's not, you know, some part of the plan,
mm-hmm,
then what you've got to do is you've got to release yourself from being connected to that lifestyle.
That's correct. Right.
And so that's that's the release component of it. And then, you know, we've got the recommit. Basically, once you've kind of released those beliefs and you now believe that it is possible for you to achieve the health and wellness goals that you have set,
mm-hmm,
then you've got to recommit to that and say, it's possible. Not only is it possible, but it's going to happen this time.
Right. And, you know, every day you wake up, you get to make a choice whether to move toward your fitness goal or away from your fitness goal. There is no center line. You either make a choice to benefit you or a choice to sabotage yourself. And I think this is where recommitting, you consciously make the effort to move towards your fitness goal. Every meal, every minute, you know, I definitely think about that every day. It's a little affirmation of mine that every day I'm going to move closer to my fitness goal, whether it be you know, my next meal, exercise, whatever it's going to be. But that's a conscious effort.
And every day, like you said, mm-hmm. I think that's brilliant. Every day is a new day.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have this all or none phenomena that occur in their lifestyle that if, okay, you mess up once, you you have, you know, a couple slabs of cake.
Slabs.
Or
right.
You eat half a pizza.
Right.
Well, guess it's all
what?
Over. You might as well just, you know, continue to eat poorly for the rest of the day.
And that's what most people try to do. So you need to stop yourself with that belief and make the next choice a healthy one.
All change, folks. Mm-hmm. All change happens on a dime. We all live with the belief system that change takes years. It doesn't take years. Change happens in a moment. There's a point where you decide that you're going to change the direction of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it may take you months to come to that realization,
sure.
But when you finally make that realization, the change happens like that, doesn't it?
Right.
It's a snap.
Yeah.
And so...
And you act on it.
That's right. All right, so we've done remove, okay? So these are the six re's of lifestyle change. Remove the junk food, the sodas, the vices. Restock your life with good, healthy foods. Remodel your life so it's easy to succeed with a healthy lifestyle. Release the beliefs that you have, the negative beliefs and the negative people that you have in your life. Recommit to achieving your health goals. And then finally, re-educate. Re-educate yourself.
If you let go of all your old beliefs, you're going to have to fill those with new beliefs. And I think that there's so much information out there. It's easy to get confused with all of the information because some of it is contradicting, but find what rings true to you and stick with that and give it some time to work.
Yes, that's one important point, and it's a key to success, is you and I, we recommend people become experts in the world of health and fitness.
Oh, sure. The more knowledge base you have to pick from, the better.
Build your toolbox. Constantly build your toolbox. But with that said, you've got to commit. Continue to learn, but commit to one particular program and give it 2 or 3 months. You can tweak the program, but don't shift every week to a different diet or to a different program.
Right.
Okay? So that's probably one of the more important factors. But continue to educate yourself. Remember, once you've kind of let go of the beliefs, you've got to fill that vacuum with something. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, those beliefs will come right back, won't
that's
they?
That's right.
All right.
We do have some great tools for people out there. We've got podcasts on iTunes that people mm-hmm. can listen to.
You just go to iTunes. If you're familiar, if you're at all computer savvy, you've heard of iTunes. iTunes is the system that Apple computers uses for iPods.
Mm-hmm.
So you just go on there. You go to the Apple store. You search weight loss, and then you look down at the podcast areas, and you'll see we're the second podcast for weight loss.
In the world.
And you just click on it and you subscribe to it for free.
I think we've got 23 episodes out now, don't
20,
we?
23 episodes, and then they automatically get downloaded to your iPod.
They're free,
yep.
And it's a ton of information.
Right.
It would take us hours to relay all the information to you, literally.
Approximately 23 hours,
right.
Yeah. So, all right, so that's how you build your lifestyle, guys. It's now, you know, we talked about the cycle of health and weight loss, where we talk about diet, exercise, activity, and feedback. We're not going to have time to get into that today, but in the next hour, we're going to be talking with Mark Sisson, author of the program The Primal Blueprint. And Mark is just, man, he's just chock full of wonderful information. You guys are going to love the tools that he brings to the table. And he's going to talk a lot about the things that we talk about in this cycle of health and weight loss. He's going to talk about diet. He's going to talk about exercise and the role exercise plays with not just weight loss, but health in general.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to talk about activity. And you might be thinking, is there a difference between exercise and activity? You better believe there's a difference between exercise and activity. And I don't know if he's going to touch on feedback, but I'm sure we'll do that in a future show.
I know I've got my pen and paper handy because I am taking notes. Even though I've read the book, I'm
mm-hmm.
still going to take notes because I'm sure he's got some key points that he'll be bringing up for us today.
Yes, he is.
Hey, guys, it's Dr. Ray Heinisch again. I just wanted to stop in and thank you guys for tuning in and for all your great comments on iTunes and on Facebook. We continue to do this work because you guys give us the energy to do that. I hope you got some good information out of that discussion, sometimes we have to go back to the basics in order to perfect them so that we can continue to make progress. So even if this stuff was just a review for you, remember, repetition is the mother of all skill. You've got to constantly be going back to the basics because that's where the magic is. So as always, I'll leave you with the Grilled Lincolns. The song is called Something New. Check them out on iTunes and Rhapsody. And thank you guys once again for tuning in to Cut the Fat Podcast.
Make you feel your days, but for now I wish you'd just come back when you're okay. Forget your shoes, just wear your flip-flops in the snow. It's hard to really care.